Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of places coming in for the 20th anniversary dinner. For the couple of Justin and Sarah. Shout it out to them for their 20th anniversary. A lot of places. The Golden Ox, 1587 Prime, The Melting Pot.
Is the Golden Ox still open?
Sure, if it's getting told to go there. The Majestic.
That's a fun spot.
Casconi's, 801 Chop House. Give her the old summer sausage. Okay. Uh-huh. Eddie V's, Jay Alexander's, Fuddruckers.
There we go.
I forgot I texted the text. I shout at 816. You're a real one.
Love it.
Cooper's Hawk, Ocean Prime, Marina 27.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Great place there as well. You can go to Maloney's. Thanks, Rob.
There you go.
A lot of Poropos.
Poropos is another great spot to go to. And you can't go wrong with Smokehouse. Get her those Cajun butter chicken wings and a piece of that carrot cake. Oh, my goodness. The carrot cake at Smokehouse, I can tell you.
Stock Hill Steakhouse, Jess and Jim's, if steaks are your things, that comes from True Green Thumb.
But Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. $6 biggie bag.
Yeah. And now it's called Tendies because they've got chicken tenders. I don't know if you've seen the rebrand.
It's their 20th year anniversary, Mac, not their 20th month anniversary.
So Tendies isn't good enough for 20 years?
Yeah, somebody says, didn't Binkley take a date to Quick Trip? Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Hey, you get some really good rollers in there. I got to get a can of Copenhagen. You didn't eat anything?
Sitting the tables outside.
He did. No. I think he did. I swear to God, he took a date to Quick Trip.
Yes. Yeah, he went inside and asked if they had umbrellas because someone's getting in his girlfriend's eye.
Hello, America.
She said, why don't you just stand there? Hey, man. But yeah, do whatever you want to do when it comes to your wedding anniversary. Congratulations to you guys. We get back into sports on 96.5 The Fan. Fan reactions yesterday to the trade deadline because I had a lot of people that text me that are, you know, obviously – diehard homers. It's like, we're just going to stay in pat, aren't we? It's like, it's looking like that. It's looking like they're probably not going to make a move. I could hear Alex Gold in my head all morning. They're just not going to make a trade.
Thank God he's on vacation. He needs it.
He's going to Atlantis.
He is. Yeah. He can go down there and be a thirst trap for all the moms. Yeah.
Yeah. Here, he's like the hottest guy in the building in Atlantis. He'll be like the 15th.
It's also a weird time to be traveling, right? Because it's right before Thanksgiving. Fall breaks are done. Like, who's Alex going to see down there? Like, is it going to be like a geriatric convention of Mabels and Marges wandering around there? Like,
he might find himself a nice cougar down there.
He might. I wouldn't put it past him.
Never know. Colts gave up a blank ton. Now they have Sauce, and the Jets loaded up on draft capital. And Chris Ballard in Indianapolis obviously has made multiple trades in his tenure there. None bigger than Sauce Gardner. I mean, I know he's gotten, you know, out of the first round and gotten two twos in the past. He's gotten, I think, Field Yates, your boy Mac, tweeted it. And I think, you know, they obviously made a trade for Carson Wentz at one point, and now they went and got Sauce Gardner. They built up that defense. They're going for a playoff run. Chiefs did Pat. They gave an option for a fourth-round pick for Breece Hall to the Jets. The Jets said, no, we want a third. Brett Veach said, have a nice day. We're done doing business here.
Yeah, well, let's talk about how all this came together and kind of give you the background, because this is what happened yesterday.
Because the Jets were contacted by the Chiefs.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And they had a conversation.
Right, yeah. We'll get to that in just one second.
I want to get to it now.
Okay, it's like third on the list of how we got to number three, so we got to go through one and two before I can tell you how we got to three. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay, so here's what happens. Here's the background information from me talking to folks yesterday in the know, right? And this is their line of thinking. You can take this line of thinking and digest it however you want, but this is why. This is the why. You can agree with the why, you can disagree with the why. I am giving you the why of how all this went down yesterday, okay? So the trade deadline's here. Everybody's screaming, we need this, we need that, we need the other thing. So you make your phone calls and you do all that kind of stuff and you have the conversations. The fact of the matter is the Chiefs are planning for next year, okay? And they've got their budget sheet in front of them for next year, which is what a lot of companies do at this time of year. You're planning for next year's budget, right? Mm-hmm. From just a total sidebar, when you're asking for charitable donations, this is kind of the time of the year to ask for next year, because people are putting in all that money into their budgets that they can give away. They want to give money away at the end of the year. It's a big time for companies to move forward. And the NFL is like any other company. They're always looking forward. Well, on the balance sheet for next year, the Chiefs have penciled in at this point, obviously, extensions for Trent McDuffie and extensions for Rashee Rice. And so they know that they're going to be investing a lot of money in their own players, right? They're going to be giving Trent McDuffie that extension. They're going to be giving that extension to Rashee Rice. Those are the plans right now. Obviously, plans can change. And so going forward for next year, they've got this money budgeted, right? They see an estimated, let's just say, salary cap of $350 million, and they know where they're going to be next year, say, with the extensions, is it like $325? And I'm just making up those numbers for argument's sake. So they kind of have on their ledger where they're going to be next year when it comes to the money that they're going to spend, including projected extensions for Trent McDuffie and Rashee Rice. And so they're looking at the number that they're going to have spent next year. They're looking at the money that is afforded to them by the owner. They're looking at money with the salary cap, and they're saying, okay, we're going to pay these two guys who are very, no pun intended, worthy of contract extensions and making these guys long-term members of this franchise. That means we're not going to have a lot of money to spend in free agency next offseason, right? We're not going to be able to go out there and spend money on other people's players because we're investing that money into our own players. So now that makes draft picks that much more important for the Kansas City Chiefs, because they're not going to be able to go out and spend in free agency. So they know the only way that they're going to acquire new players for the most part next offseason is through the draft. And so those picks now have become more valuable to the Chiefs, knowing that they're not going to have a lot of play money in free agency to go out there, which in turn makes Breece Hall, they wanted a premier pick, a top three round pick for Breece Hall. The Chiefs, based on the draft capital that they have, were not willing to give up a quote-unquote first-day pick, a premier draft pick, to go get Breece Hall, who was a rental. And it never got to the conversations of an extension with Breece Hall, because the Jets were never going to budge off of that. It had to be a day-one draft pick, and the Chiefs weren't willing to do that with the five or six limited picks that they have, the limited money that they're going to spend in free agency, because they're counting on their dollars going to their players that they have here in Kansas City at this point in time. And so that's why they didn't offer more for Breece Hall. That's why they didn't go out there and quote unquote break the bank in free agency and give up a bunch of picks, because they're projecting for next year knowing we're spending all of our money on our guys and we're going to need our picks to restock that roster.
Okay. we can dive into that on the other side, right? Because we got to get to a break. Because I have a question. I'm going to play text line slash Chiefs fan on Twitter into the to the response that you just had about all of that. As we will dive in more into this Chiefs.
What did you just say?
No idea.
The hell was that?
We'll dive more into the trade deadline involving the Chiefs on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Continue to power on through a Wednesday. Happy hump day to all of you from 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. This is Mac's last day for a week.
Yeah, he's going to Seville, Spain. He just told me. Sister city to Kansas City. He didn't know. I said, this is why you keep me around.
Exactly right.
Go look at some pictures of Seville. He goes, oh my God, it's the plaza.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the plaza was designed after. So. You get to see the original one. That's cool,
it's
man.
It's awesome, man.
Seville's always kind of been on my list because of being a sister city to Kansas City. I'm like, I got to go see this.
Notably cool. I think we might go see a soccer game because their soccer, Sevilla FC is in Seville.
So do it. Absolutely do it.
Be sick.
Do not think twice about it. I was telling you, my friend grew up, his parents grew up in Spain. He's first generation American. And he said to me as we were talking in there, he says, I'd tell him to go all the way south and go to Gibraltar. I said, yeah, and you may do that as well, which is cool.
I think
and
it's a 4-hour train or shuttle or whatever they call it. So, yeah.
And I think also what's cool, and I told you this, and I think this is the way everybody should approach vacations, but that's just me. Act like you're never going to be that place ever again.
Yeah,
and
I love
do
that.
Everything.
Yeah.
Just do it all. All the tourist stuff where they go, don't do the tour. Why? That's why we're here to see this stuff.
I am. You know?
Don't do the Rock of Gibraltar. Look at the pebble in the beach.
Yeah, tapas, wine.
Yeah, it says Spain's most famous food is a paella.
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 Yeah, saffron-infused rice dish that originated in Valencia. Other highly famous and popular foods include jamon, which is just...
jamon, yeah, you got to get that sliced.
Liberian ham, tortilla espanola, a Spanish omelet.
Yeah, which is great. Egg and potato, basically. Yeah, those are fun.
And then... I'm gonna
spell
butcher
it.
I'm gonna butcher the F out of this. Patatas, which is potatoes. P-A-T-A-T-A-S. Patatas.
Patitas.
Patitas.
Patitas. Okay.
I like patitas.
I know you do. That's why I make sure you're pronouncing that name.
Especially
the right
in a white T-shirt in a summer day. Let them be free, ladies. They're fried potatoes with a spicy sauce.
So you that sounds amazing.
Rice, potatoes, eggs.
Paella is heaven on earth, dude. Have you ever used saffron in cooking?
Just not. No.
No, because of how expensive it is. Go to the store and look at the price of saffron.
Churros, also famous in Spain.
Churros?
Yeah, it says.
Damn.
Flan.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about flan.
Yeah.
Yes. Flamenco is a special type of dance that's
over
there.
Flamenco dance.
Yeah. Aren't those like pink birds?
I think there is pink in the dance. But yeah, so we'll go to a flamenco show.
Mac ain't coming back, Dusty. If you'd like to be the new producer of Fesco and Dusty, 913-586-7965. He ain't coming back. Yeah. I guarantee. I know how it's going to be when you get back. You'll be like, I'm moving there.
Oh, I can't wait. No, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be eye-opening, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Embrace it all. Sleep on that plane over. Do not raw dog this thing. Just sleep. Yeah.
I talked to Fizzy about that, my little sister, because I was like, this is what Bob said. This is what we're going to do. I've got melatonin for us. She was like, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got the neck pillow thing, which I was shocked to find out those aren't $60. But as you said off the air, Bob, airport.
Oh, at the airport, they're $60.
Yeah.
Bucks.
Like,
Amazon,
oh,
they're $3.95.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, these are a normal price.
Yeah.
Yeah, or do what Russell Wilson did and get up halfway through the flight and sleep in and do some high knees.
Now, you are wearing the compression socks on the flight, right?
Like,
what?
What?
You are wearing the old man compression socks, right?
No.
No.
Keep your veins.
No.
None of that.
So to your point about Breece Hall and a third round pick, I want to bring this up because this was yesterday's. I'm just playing Twitter text line fan. You gave a third-round pick for Kadarius Toney. Why wouldn't you give a third-round pick for Breece Hall?
because they didn't want to give up a prime draft pick. Their mark of line of demarcation was, we'll give up a fourth round or lower. We're not giving up a top three pick because we don't have many picks. We're signing our own guys. There's not going to be much room for us to add in free agency. We need our picks.
So then I would continue to go to the devil's advocate side. What's been the most significant third round pick in Brett Veach's tenure here? Kareem Hunt?
Probably, yeah.
So what are you going to get in the third round that you aren't going to get out of Breece Hall as a 24-year-old running back?
A young, controllable running back for 4 years.
Okay. That's what yesterday was. I'm just letting you know that's what the text line is. That's what yesterday was on Twitter. You know, the third round pick resume came out, and then Kadarius Toney's name was there because that's what they gave up for Kadarius Toney. And I think if you look at where they're coming from, at the time when you got Kadarius Toney, you had nobody else that could catch the ball. You had a team that was ready to get rid of him in New York. Mm-hmm. You had Breece Hall yesterday who was actively telling everyone that he wanted out. He was, you know, throwing the Anthony Edwards, I think is his name, Anthony McFarlane, whatever his name is, doing the behind the wall, seeing Sauce go and see Quinton Williams go, and then telling the team that, hey, I want to get out of here. And then the Chiefs say, hey, how about a third round? How about a fourth round pick? They said, no, we want a third. And it's like, well, you have 8 picks in the first 2 rounds in the next 2 years. Why is a third? Well, we just want a third. Okay, well, then we're not doing business with you. But mm-hmm. they have done that in the past where they have gotten a guy that they needed to fix their offense for a third round pick. Because,
yeah. They also believe that they're a good football team and they don't really need additions right now. Again, I'm just giving you the message, right? You don't have to agree. Excuse me. With the message. Yeah, hello is right. My God.
Whoa.
You don't have to agree with the messaging. I'm giving you the messaging so you know their line of thinking. Their line of thinking is, we're paying number 22. We're paying number 4 this offseason. We're not going to have that much money to spend in free agency. We need our draft picks. We're not willing to give up a first day, you know, old school first day draft pick 1, 2, and 3 for a running back. We'll give up a fourth round pick, but we're not giving up anything higher. You've got to stick to your guns eventually. You know, you can't be, you know, just fine, we'll give up a third round pick or whatever if you don't really believe that he is a third round pick of value. And so they believe that they need to keep their picks because of what's going to happen this offseason with the money that's going to be spent on their own. They're not going to have the money to spend in free agency. They really want to utilize their draft picks to kind of turn this roster over and fill some other holes that they need on this team.
Yeah, and I would also add on to the fact, like the Kadarius, the other reasons, like, okay, well, why didn't they do that? Okay, let's think about it. Did Kadarius Toney work out? No. So, okay, why would we'd learn from our mistakes, right? Yeah. Also, I'd say the need was more dire when they went to go get Kadarius Toney, far as offense was concerned. Like, they were in a bad spot. This offense isn't in a bad spot because of lack of talent. They've got their own things that they need to work on in-house, film, tells, all that stuff. That's not going to be a new player. And another difference in that Kadarius Toney trade, Kadarius Toney wasn't due for a new contract the next year.
That's Breece exactly
Hall is
right.
going to need to be paid, or you're spending a third round pick for an 8-week rental.
That's
so
right.
Those are the big differences. Again, to Bob's point, you want to agree, disagree, say that doesn't matter. That's all fine. But I would say those are some legit reasons.
Big things. And it matters to the organization, right? It may not matter to us, but it matters to them and the way that they do business and the way that they're setting up their organization for the future is we're planning on paying Rice and planning on paying Trent McDuffie. Why anybody would be against that is beyond me, right? We're paying two of the greatest players that we have right now on our team. Cool. That's awesome. And if it means we can't go out and spend money in free agency, but we have to utilize those picks to kind of turn over the roster next year, you know, that's what we're going to do. And you're making a great point there, Mac. Just because you did something once doesn't mean you do it again, right? It didn't work out. Now, it doesn't mean you stop trying, but there are a lot of stark differences. And this organization just was not going to give up a pick in the top three if they were not guaranteed insurances that Breece Hall was going to be here for a longer period of time. And you're right. This offense is by no means desperate in need. They're putting up 30 a game, you know? They're not in need of offensive help. They had a bad game right before the trade deadline from a running back standpoint, and everybody's freaking out. And remember, Pacheco was hurt.
Pacheco's out.
And he didn't play in that game. If he plays in that game, has a big game, nobody's talking about this type of running back. And if you want Breece all that bad, you know what? Maybe you do go sign him in the offseason, or maybe you don't, or maybe you just draft a running back this year. So those are the reasons behind. Again, you don't have to agree with them, but those are the reasons behind why all of this happened and how the trade deadline played out. I'm just giving you the playbook, man. I got the playbook, and I'm giving it to you. This is what went on yesterday.
I do love this text. The third round rotational run-stopping DN next year is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But all right. Yeah.
I mean, I love how people are just so down. It just pisses me off. It really does. I mean, like the snark like that. This organization is giving you everything that you could have possibly wanted over the last 8 years, and they're sitting at 5-4 and didn't trade for a running back on the end of an expiring contract, and people think they suck. It's unbelievable. I mean, that's just the mentality of, you know, the fan and whatnot. And so Indianapolis goes all in yesterday and gives up 2 first-round draft picks. I'd rather be where we are right now and have extended success like the Chiefs are doing and giving us an opportunity to win a Super Bowl and be in an AFC championship game every single year rather than be in it and you know, hit it and quit it like the Indianapolis Colts are doing right now.
Yeah, you don't get to the 20-year anniversary with just hitting it and quitting.
You don't.
You don't get 3 Super Bowls just hitting and quitting it. Even though it's nice. But you gotta think about the grand, because like it's funny. I want to read this text. This comes from my buddy Nick yesterday, and I almost threw my phone across my house. Because he was down bad after the Buffalo loss, and I responded with, Jesus, Nick, they lose this game every year, and he just hit a ha-ha. And then he goes, what do you say? He goes, did we stay put on the free agency? I said, appears so. And then he goes, I can't believe Saucy got 2 first-rounders. I said, yeah, that's just dumb in my opinion. Jets are killing it with a top-5 defense, killing their top-5 defense with a defensive head coach is weird. And then he just sent back about the Jets. What a nightmare franchise.
Well, but that means they don't believe that Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams were fits for what they want to do. And I applaud the Jets for getting rid of those guys. If you're a new head coach and you come in and you got players that aren't buying in and you're rolling their eyes at you and you're not moving this thing forward, you're gone. It's the right move to make. And if they viewed those two guys as problems inside that locker room for being able to, and they got 3 first-round picks and a 2nd-round pick. I mean,
have to do it.
You have to make those moves for the betterment of the organization. It's nuts.
Can we all agree we'd have loved to have seen a defensive line help?
Absolutely. Okay. And yeah, no doubt. That would have been outstanding.
I also would have loved to see him, because I remember, Bob, you were kind of laying out their plan, their why about wanting to accrue assets, get picks, because that's going to be the way of adding talent. It's not going to be through big time signings, right?
Was that? I'm glaring at you because the sun is bouncing off, and it's right in my eyes. So you're looking at me like, am I saying something wrong? I'm like, because I'm making this face, and it's like, no, this damn sun is like literally like it couldn't be at a better angle. So I'm going to move over here.
No, if they weren't going to buy, then why not sell and try and gain another pick? Because you've got a couple players in certain positional units, Tyquan Thornton, a Christian Fulton. Maybe a McDuffie, probably not, but a Christian Fulton, they could have gotten a 3rd-round pick.
No, McDuffie's a franchise guy. They're going to sign Trent McDuffie. They're not looking to move on from great football players, right?
Well, even if you can get 2 first-round picks for him?
I mean, I don't know. He's pretty damn good.
But
right?
I would do that in the offseason.
Yeah, not now. Yeah.
That's not a yesterday move. But yesterday could have been a Tyquan for a 4th or a 5th or a Christian Fulton for a 5th-round, you know, something.
The Christian Fulton one thing is very interesting to me. Like got to figure out what's going on. You know, because he can't get off the practice squad at this point, or whatever it is.
Healthy,
you know,
scratch.
Yeah, that's right. He's on the roster, but you know what I mean. Like he might as well be on the practice squad at this point.
All right, Mac. Let's get into your Max Pack, and then we'll get to Bob's bottom feeder, and then around 7:45, we'll get into one word.
It's time for Max Pack.
Toughest list yet. Usually, I'm sitting here. Oh, man, I've got 7 or 8 teams. I've got to truncate it down to 5. This one, I had 4 teams, and I was like, where is that 5th?
It's obvious.
Because so much of this list for me, it is and it isn't, because so much of this list for me is about hoisting Lombardi Trophy, and that is based on past precedent, what they've done in the past, how they've gone through trials and tribulations and been able to stand up through adversity. And a lot of these teams that are quote-unquote good right now, sitting atop of their respective divisions or their respective conferences, haven't had any history. They haven't had those trials and tribulations. They haven't fought through the adversity in the playoffs, so it's hard for me to trust them. Let's start at 5, because I think that's probably the most controversial one. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Everyone forgot about them. They had a bye week last week. That's completely fine. They've been extremely injured. Mike Evans is going to be back by playoffs. He'll probably be back before then. Igbuka, Chris Godwin getting healthier. Bucky Irving set to be back here, I believe, this next week. Still a really good team, and they've been to the playoffs 3 years in a row, I believe, maybe even more than that, but they've won playoff games. They've played these good teams in the NFC. I can trust the Bucs more than I can trust maybe a Seattle Seahawks right now.
Because of the longevity of the quarterback?
Yep, because that team's been together.
Yeah.
And they've been to the playoffs multiple times. Shoot, they have a few players who have won the Super Bowl on that team. Seattle, I mean, we were just talking about, and I'm a Sam Darnold guy, Sam Darnold truther. We saw what happened at the end of the year when they needed to win. I can't just go off of Sam Darnold and Mike McDonald having a great first 8 or 9 weeks together. I need to see more. 4 is the Chiefs. they should be higher. It's on them. They need to stop making mistakes. They need to get out of their own way. The Buffalo Bills also chose to be a great team that day, and that's why they're going to be popping up later on this Max Pack. Next up, three is the Philadelphia Eagles. I think I've said it for a few weeks now. They're just the most well-rounded team. I don't know if they're the best, but they know how to do a little bit of everything, and they do have that pass precedent. They've done it in the playoffs. They've done it needing to pass for 300 yards. They've needed to run it for 150. So I like their diversity as a team. The Buffalo Bills showed me a different team on last Sunday, and I think part of that, I can't remember who it was. Maybe you guys can remember. Maybe it was Briscoe just bringing up that they played a lot of their younger players. Maybe it was Dane and Hughes.
I think it was Josh, actually. Yeah.
Briscoe or Kling?
Kling, I think.
Well, because they had an older defense.
Just say Josh. It covers just about everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Just Josh said it. They played a lot of their younger players, a lot of their guys they drafted this season and last year, and they played really well against what I believe to be an elite offense in Kansas City. That was their biggest question mark. They shore that up, and Josh Allen is as close as it gets to number one without being number 15. And then the Los Angeles Rams, they've got a Super Bowl winning quarterback, Super Bowl winning coach. They've got a great defense that I have been talking about since before the season started. I like this team, man. I know they're in a tough division, but I think they're going to win it. And if they win that division, they more than likely will get that one seed as well. And that's so important for a 40-year-old quarterback with a bad back.
You know, it's funny with the Chiefs, and you put them at number four. I go back to something that Jay Binkley said at 6:45 this morning. He goes, Buffalo had to play their best game to beat the Chiefs, who played one of their worst games.
Yeah, by seven.
I mean, think about that. Right now, we can't continue to say that. Eventually, they have to find a way to win these games.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the second half of the season. We can't continue to sit here and go, oh, the Chiefs played their F game and Buffalo played their A-plus game and won. Stop playing your F game!
Yeah, because at some point, if you keep playing your F game, that is your game. You need to show us your A game.
Right, exactly. They need to play their A game basically the rest of the way. But I can tell you, just by talking to people, you know, throughout the organization over the last couple of days, they're bought into the guys they have. They feel really good about their team. Go out there and make us feel really good about the team. All right, let's look at the bottom feeders right now that we have going on. Coming in at number five are the New York footballist Giants. The new thing is now how quickly Brian Daboll will make an ass of himself on the sidelines, yelling at refs, yelling at players, going into tents, whatever the case may be. It seems like that thing is dissipating very, very fast, and the Giants will probably have to make a move. Number four on my bottom feeder list, I don't know how much longer they're going to stay on this list, the Jets. I mean, based on the haul that they got yesterday, maybe they can turn this thing around really, really fast. But they're still the Jets. They're still one-win football team. They're still a team now that, you know, has the rest of the season to just play out the string and hope Tennessee finds a win so they can get the number one overall pick. So I'll put the Jets at number four. The Dolphins coming in at number three this week. I still think they are a colossal, colossal disaster down in Miami. The last time we saw them was Thursday Night Football. They scored 6 points. And they fired their GM, allegedly, or he quit, however you want to look at it. Head coach, quarterback combination. That thing ain't working down there. Saints come in at number two. They are a very bad football team right now. So they don't have a quarterback. They need to get a quarterback. They traded one of their offensive tackles, Emily Penning's brother, down to the Chargers yesterday. And, you know, he's there now. They don't have much going for them in New Orleans. And then the worst team in the NFL is Tennessee. Ooh. Can I tell you, I'm rooting for Tennessee to get the number one pick in the draft this year.
Oh, okay.
And you know why? Utter chaos at number one. Trades, moves. What can Tennessee get for that pick?
It's true.
You know, because they don't need a quarterback, right? Unless they do. I don't know. Maybe they're not sold on Cam Ward. Maybe the new, you know, coach comes in or whoever and says, we're not sold on this guy. We do need to go back to the quarterback well and draft another quarterback. But I think it could get wild with trades and everything if Tennessee is holding that number one pick yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone left out? Raiders?
Yeah, but they looked great last week.
I'd like to see where... Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see where Washington is in your bottom feeders.
It's getting close now.
Head coach leaving their quarterback in to be out for the season.
Yep.
Atlanta Falcons, I don't know what's going on there.
That's depressing.
Weird team.
Very weird team. Talent everywhere, I don't know. I think maybe it's quarterback. Maybe Michael Penix just ain't him, dog. But I don't really have any. I mean, Titans are terrible, obviously.
Browns could have been on there.
Yep.
Tired of putting them on lists, though. You know, like.
They don't even deserve
the
this.
The fact
list.
That they floated the story yesterday that they were going to be buyers at the trade deadline.
Jeez.
Who the hell are you? I mean, what are you trying to appease Myles Garrett for 10 minutes?
because according to Score Mobile, the top five worst teams are the Dolphins, Giants, Jets, Saints, Titans. 1, 2, 3.
I got them all.
Hey,
how about that?
And not only that,
Bobby Betts.
Here's the order of them: 32 Titans.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Yeah,
31 Saints.
I got it.
Wow.
30 Jets.
Damn.
29 Giants. Uh-huh. 28 Dolphins.
Okay,
oh, that's fair.
So I mean, wow, six in one hand and half a dozen in the other. Pick your worst team.
Right.
Where I want to complain is with Max top five. So hear me out. So you said past, present, and have a chance to do it. Where are the New England Patriots? Because I'm pretty sure their head coach has a championship mentality. I'm pretty sure New England has been there before. Foxborough in the postseason is a dangerous place to play. I understand their quarterback is young, but their quarterback has been good. He is top three in MVP voting. He is putting up outstanding numbers, and you're anchored by a guy who knows all about winning in the playoffs, not in the top five. The other one I would ask is Seattle. I understand past president, which have they been there? Have they done it? Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, 2-3 in the playoffs. He's beaten the Steelers, and he lost to Washington last year, a rookie quarterback who had never been to the playoffs. And Baker Mayfield lost to that guy last year, and that team went on to the NFC Championship game. So the two things I would gripe about are the Seahawks and the Patriots not being in there.
Yeah, they lost to a team that made the NFC Championship game, to your point.
But they did have a past, present, or existing history, the Washington Commanders.
No, that's fair. That's fair. No, things can change. I'd say for the Patriots, yeah, Vrabel's great. I don't know. The rest of that team is not there yet. They're young. They have not done anything. Drake May, 1-9 in the NFL when he has to throw more than 26 passes in a game. He's also never won a game where the Patriots allowed more than 20 points, and he had to lead a fourth-quarter game-winning drive. You're going to have to do that, and the playoffs just hasn't happened. It doesn't mean, and listen, I love Drake May. They will be there soon, but this takes time. It's a hard thing.
Just think about Patrick Mahomes' first year, right?
Yep.
Was great in the regular season, really good up until he met, you know, the kryptonite, Tom Brady, and didn't play. He had a terrible first half of that game and, you know, took a sack that knocked him out of field goal range. If Patrick Mahomes is in year two, and I know that's technically, but year two as a starter,
yeah,
I guarantee you they beat the New England Patriots in that game because they would have known how to win that game. And that's kind of where I see Drake May. It's great right now.
It's awesome.
But when it comes down to it and it's, you know, a Sunday evening and it's dusk and you're facing the Chiefs or you're facing Buffalo, do you know how to win at that point in time? I don't know if I can't say the answer is yes right now with him.
And the Patriots will play at Tampa Bay this Sunday.
Ooh, good game.
There we go. That's a great game.
And the Patriots beat the number two team in your max pack on the road in their house.
They did.
Yep.
That's what's fun about the NFL season. You can sit here and do this for the rest of the
show. Especially this one. I mean, this NFL season is nuts, baby.
You want to spend?
Let's get nuts.
You want to spend an afternoon, go just look at the top eight teams in the AFC and find the best one.
And then the funny thing is, the nine below is terrible, right?
It's terrible.
And then explain, you can have a reason why every single team could be the better team in the AFC picture.
Yeah, you can make a case.
You really could. I mean, you can make a case for the Jets doing the right thing. You can make a case for the Jets doing the wrong thing. You can make a case for the Colts doing. Like, that's the great thing about sports is you can make arguments and counter arguments for everything, and when you think about it, yeah, everything kind of works. And you may not like what the end result ends up being, and you may criticize it, but it doesn't mean there wasn't thought that went into that kind of process either.
This comes from Zach on the text line. Mac, tell Dusty this is your list, so not his, so get bent.
Get bent.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, Mac Morey continues with one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word, 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's get it going, baby, on a hump day.
Yes. Oh. Do people still hump?
Dry, yeah.
Okay.
I asked my wife the other day if she wanted a neck.
Oh, a little necking?
Do people still neck?
Save the neck for me, Clark.
That's right.
Yeah, after they're done macking, they go neck.
Yeah.
And then they get to mucking. It's shock o'clock.
Is necking still a thing, though? Do people still say that?
I don't think so.
Do people still give hickeys?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
When's the last time you... Really?
You
don't have the long hair anymore. You can't hide that little sucker mark behind the Mark Zuckerberg back there behind your neck, my guy.
Oh, they're not just on the neck. All right, let's keep going.
My God.
One word. All right. I've been pounded this week.
You got an STD.
One word on the Chiefs staying put at the trade deadline.
Underwhelming, obviously. I wanted a defensive tackle. I thought they'd at least go out there and get some guy, you know, to go in there. And then I saw a report on CBS Sports yesterday, which kind of, you know,
CBS
got my dander up a little bit. And it says Jonathan Jones notes that Kansas City might be just as likely or more likely to address those needs in free agency this month when it comes to a running back or defensive tackle. And Mr. Austin Sr. sent that to me on Twitter, and he goes, this can only lead to Christian Wilkins, right? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, nobody says anything about that guy.
I know. So, we haven't heard a peep since all that weird stuff came out before the season.
Nothing. Zero. Nada.
Yeah.
Not a word about that guy. So I guess underwhelmed is the word I'll use because I wanted a defensive tackle. But I also know, as we've talked about, their line of thinking, and their line of thinking makes a lot of sense for me right now.
My one word is boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to see some stuff be done. Your team is 5-4, but trust the guy that's gave you all what you've had the last 10 years, right? Trust Veach. Trust this system. Trust that they're going to turn around. Binkley, I kind of slightly disagree with, says you have a patty cake schedule in the second half. Well, you have Denver on the road, Indianapolis, and Dallas in Dallas on Thanksgiving. I don't think the Denver again. I don't think it's as patty cake as people are saying it is.
No.
So, I mean, I would have loved to see defensive line help. Or maybe there's somewhere, you know, Chris Jones has taken the bye week to reflect and be like, you know what, the reason why this defensive line has been not so good is because I have not been so good. Yeah. So maybe that's a, you know, and again, like I said yesterday.
That's a very good assessment by you.
I think the scarlet letter that he has is the fact that that Jacksonville game, he wears that A on his chest. Like, hey, you quit on that play. People are always going to go back to that. They're going to go back to that. They're going to go back to that. They're going to go back to that until they are blue in the face. So maybe this is one of those weeks. Again, Trey Smith with a back injury. You're resting him up. Josh Simmons, back at the facility. He's back. You have your left tackle. Juwan Taylor seems to be fine. So
yeah, hey, that's the news. We didn't get to the Juwan Taylor news from yesterday. According to all, he's fine.
Good.
It's huge. Fine. So, yeah, that's a big deal. That's a major deal, especially as you mentioned, you know, with Josh Simmons coming back as well. So we got our tackles back most likely for the
– have your swing tackle back in Jalen Moore.
Exactly.
Hopefully your line's healthier. Hopefully your line is back together. It can get back to that gelling stage because it seemed like right when they gelled, they liquefied with the unfortunate situation. Your defensive line, number 95, he's sitting there for a week and a half doing nothing except drinking water out of a tequila bottle going, man, I've been – ass this first
half. Spent $420 on 12 bottles of water. It's not working. That doesn't seem like a good investment right now. But in all honesty, my mother used to tell me, you can do 100 great things. It's the one bad thing you do that everybody remembers. And what have we been talking about with Chris Jones for the last 5 weeks? Quitting in Jacksonville. Because that right there is the photo. If you're going to do a photo of Chris Jones's season so far, it's that photo of him just standing there watching Trevor Lawrence walk into the end zone.
Yeah, go wreck the game against Bo Nix next week, and then we'll maybe shut up.
I mean,
about
the Mets still have the photo of Carlos Beltran taking three straight from Adam Wainwright.
Yeah.
I mean, they do, dude. Like, we were really good. Yeah, you remember this? Oh, yep, definitely do.
Best part of the trade deadline is the hypotheticals. This comes from Barstool about a hypothetical trade that the Chiefs should have done with the Browns. Let's take a listen.
The Chiefs trade their entire team to Cleveland. Cleveland gives up their first and second round picks for the next 45 years. What are the odds the Chiefs win it again? You know, winning a Super Bowl is hard. They've already got this team. If you're a real fan, the Chiefs want this.
Yeah,
what has Cleveland ever done with the draft? It gives Cleveland a chance to win a Super Bowl, and the Chiefs, who have already done it with that team, boring.
I love this.
A chance to win forever.
Well, you have to take this deal if you're the Chiefs.
You have to.
Right? It's kind of no question.
But the Browns should do it as well. I think this is the most fair trade possible.
So you're saying, like, who would be on our team? That are we getting the Browns roster back for the Chiefs roster? Because if I'm only getting a first and second round draft pick for the next 40 years, how am I supposed to build a team?
I need a roster.
And you know what? Andy Reid will make that Browns team 11-5. I guarantee it. We saw it here in Kansas City, 2-14. Let Andy Reid have a little magic with that Browns team. They'd be 11-5, 11-6 in no time.
Dylan Gabriel is Alex Smith?
That's
what
right.
The F? Yes.
Yeah. Nuts is my word that I'll use for that one. Fun, but nuts.
Very fun.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, obviously, it's hilarious. Classic Barstool conversation. Was that part of my take?
I don't know. I can't remember which Barstool
podcast
that was. I don't know
if that was Dave Katz that we were hearing in the background, a.k.a. Big
Cat. Might have been Big Cat in the back, yes.
But yeah, it's, fictional.
Yes.
Fun, though. I love those kind of conversations.
Week 10 in the NFL. What are you diving down?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you trade the entire Browns team for the entire Chiefs team? Caveat is you're Cleveland. You got to give up your first and second round picks for the next 40 years. So for the next 40 years, the Chiefs get the Browns roster, have two first and second round picks for the next. I don't hate it, you know?
No.
Because if Andy Reid's coaching these guys, they'll be in the playoffs next year.
Exactly. And if Veach is that guy, then
he'll be fine.
Exactly. In 5 years, we'll be back.
And they'll go out and get a quarterback. And they'll find a guy.
I love the part where it's like same team, boring, right? You want a new team. It's so great. One word, speaking of old and new, some stays the same. Salvador Perez extended. Looks like he'll be a Royal for life. One word on El Capitan staying in blue.
Perfect. Love it. Absolutely love it. He's going to play for two more years. He's going to finish his career here, be a lifelong Royal. You know, tutor the young kid in Carter Jensen, which is going to be awesome. And I know the organization is excited about that. And looking at that as an Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes type of transition. And that's the best thing about all of this is that Salvi's willing to be Alex and Carter Jensen's willing to be Patrick Mahomes in all of this. And the two of them for the next 2 years. Let's go, boys.
Yeah, my one word on Salvador Perez is forever. You don't see very often. And I know a lot of people out there that are between the ages of 13 and 39. Salvador Perez is number one. That's their number one favorite Royal. They have the 13 jersey, whether it's City Connect, powder blue, white, you know, whatever, gray, whatever it is. Salvador Perez enshrined forever in Kansas City. And like I always say, you love to see it. We can dive more into Salvador Perez on the other side and what it means for the Kansas City Royals.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what it means for baseball. Will we see more of it? I doubt it, but we can hope. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20. Right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.